Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
We are still pandemic sensitive, I think. We are more used to masks than ever before and will wear them more often now. I still carry some with me on my travels. Perhaps we still wash our hands that bit extra or more often. Yes, I still carry hand sanitizer with me most times. The patterns of our behaviour going to church or worshipping online and Bible study and even church meetings have changed so that overall we are less physically together now than before. Depending on one's employment, work is much more hybrid, with working from home now far more common than it was pre-pandemic. We are possibly more aware of the medically vulnerable than before and act accordingly in how we relate to them. Despite the conspiracy vaccine deniers, the evidence and practice of the vast majority of people mean that we are more resistant to the virus, and most of life has returned to a normality. But, as I mentioned, we are now pandemic sensitive. No one wants to get sick. We are more aware of what goes into our bodies, food, vitamins, medicines, just as we don't want disease entering. Here in the United Kingdom, and in many, but not all, parts of the world, we are part of the recent generations of people who have not overly feared the devastating effects of germs, insect bites, and disease. When we talk about defilement of any sort, we default to thinking not to let the infection, whatever is bad, get to us, get into us. We want to protect ourselves from others. They are the enemy. The ancient world knew about illness, defilement, desecration too. I think it interesting that Jesus recognized the evil in the world, but turned defilement inside out by saying that people should be vigilant not to allow evil to enter, not us, but the world through us. Jesus was talking about evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. Mark chapter 7, verses 21 and 22. His perspective is that by nature, people are sick. That is why they need a physician. Human rebellion towards God and human desire to be God, to have others orbit us so that we can impact and influence them, gives us the perspective of me first, and if I'm not careful, others will get me. And so we produce a world defiled from God's plan and full of fear, injustice, and winners and losers. Just as no one wants to get sick, no one wants to lose. Not really. Not in something that counts for them. When we wore masks, yes, we protected ourselves, but because the virus was unknown in so many ways, it was always more that we were protecting others should we be infected. However society changes post-pandemic, I hope that we keep that perspective, that our behavior is always about doing what is best for others. If we have a cold or flu, we don't want to share it. And when we find in ourselves the things Jesus talked about, then we don't want them to become words and behaviours we do towards others. We can talk to God and go to the doctor about a cold or flu. We can go to Jesus and seek Christian counselling and support about the sin lurking within. And Jesus will remind his people that what lurks within no longer defines them, because in baptism, they have a new identity. They are in Him. They are in Christ, children of God. And Jesus then forgives them and gives them daily strength not to follow such inner impulses, but rather to follow Jesus and what He says about how to live. And the goal remains always living so that those around us are blessed and not hurt. Let us pray. Thank you, loving Heavenly Father, for setting us free from the power of sin so that we can willingly serve you. Open our eyes and hearts to see with what we need to struggle within, and also the needs of others, and show them your compassion in how we behave. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.